Hello, sacred beings. Welcome to Sacred Sister Podcast. Join us as we normalize the magic and sacralize the mundane.
Expanding consciousness and deepening awareness to support you in leading a life full of healing, meaning, and magic.
I'm your host, Britt Lynn, energetic cartographer and personal transformation coach.
I'm your host, Tana Lina, a certified astrologer, rebirth coach, and sorceress.
If you're brand new here, welcome, beloved. We are so grateful, so happy to have you here. If you're a seasoned sacred being, welcome back. Thank you so much for your support, for your listenership, and we look forward to seeing you in the show.
Let's dive in. Hello and welcome, sacred beings. This is another solo show, as one of our listeners has called these, and I really love this way of talking about these personal episodes. So this is another solo show from me, your host, Hannah Lena, and today we're going to be diving into lost spirits, portals, and haunted homes. And the Scorpio moon inside of me is like, oh my gosh, I love it so much. But I also want to say this. This is not going to be a scary episode. I really want to normalize paranormal activities. Normalizing the paranormal. And that's my intention with this. And also, I want to share with you stories from my own life, my own experiences, and then also stories from my clients from when I guided them on their astral travels. So first of all, I want to ask you something. Have you ever felt something in your home, someone in your home, even though you didn't see anything? Have you noticed that things have been moved around and you know that you weren't the one who moved it and nobody else in this house has moved it? Nobody. No physical body. Have you ever noticed that lights have been flickering, maybe in response to something that you were thinking about or talking about? Have you ever continuously found certain objects that remind you of someone whenever you thought of them? Have you seen or noticed how doors opening, cupboards, drawers, or when something is falling in the other room without anyone being in that room, without anybody being there, and any outside logical reason? And all of these occurrences have in common that there's no logical reason that they have occurred. We may try to find one. We may try to rationalize it. We may try to play it down. We may try to doubt our own intuition and try to stay in this 3D construct of what is logical and what should be occurring within this matrix of what is true or not. But there's a part of ourselves that knows that there is more to life than the 0.035% that we can see, that knows that we are surrounded by other beings. There are multiple dimensions, and we may not even grasp that, mentally, but in our soul, we know. Spirits are able to communicate with us in this 3D realm through electricity, through physical objects moving, through pointing our awareness to certain number sequences or symbols or objects that have meaning, to even giving us a song that reminds us of them. I actually talked about this in the Multi-Million Dollar Self Mastermind from today. What happened with one of my clients? We went into astral travel to embody her grandpa who has crossed over and kind of see what happens after we die through the lens of her grandpa who was really close to her. And her grandpa, after he crossed over, one of the first things that he wanted to do was going to his loved ones and let him know that he was safe, that he was okay. So he went to my client and he saw her brushing her teeth in the bathroom. And he started playing a song. And that particular song was one that he really enjoyed. And my client knew that song and connected that song with him. And so he started playing that song. And as my client experienced that through the eyes of her grandpa, she remembered that moment where she was in the bathroom and she didn't even know that her grandpa crossed over. I'm pretty sure at that point she didn't even know. And she was brushing her teeth and suddenly this song comes up in her mind and she hums it and feels her grandpa around. And then she started crying. So I'm sharing this because this is some of the ways that spirits are in connection with us and can communicate with us. There was another piece in regards to moving physical objects. I want to share this too. I had a mastermind probably like 3 or 4 years ago. It was called the Moon Manifestor Mastermind. And we were a group of women. We met up every 2 weeks talking about the moon cycle, like diving into manifesting in sync with the moon cycle, and also diving into astrology. So it's kind of it was like the precursor to the School of Sorcery that I'm having now. So throughout these 13 months together, we really grew strongly together. Yeah, I mean, if you go on such a journey, there's this feeling of family within the group. And one of my students who was part of the Moon Manifestor Mastermind, her name is Cindy. She had a motorcycle accident and crossed over. It was really intense. And I channeled her pretty soon after that. And she told me a few things and mentioned a painting in her room that she really wishes to give to her roommate, who was also part of the Moon Manifestor Mastermind. That painting I've never seen. She just explained it to me how it looks like and I should just give that message to her roommate, which I did. And she still has that painting and it always reminds her of Cindy, and it's a very beautiful connection piece that the two have together, a beautiful connection between them. And it was so interesting because the other Moon Manifestors started channeling her too at times. It was beautiful to see how she showed up. And I promised her, I was channeling her, and I promised her that I will always call her in every time that we have a Moon manifestor meeting, I call her in because she's still part of the mastermind. And so I did that. And then there was one class where I forgot. I forgot to call her in the beginning of the class. And then at the end of the class, right after I stopped recording, I realized I forgot to call in Cindy. And suddenly, boom, I hear this loud noise coming from my bedroom. I was in the office, just finished up recording the mastermind, and a loud sound came from the bedroom, which is right next to the office. The only other person that was in the house was my husband with my daughter and a friend of his. And then I thought, okay, it was my husband, like something happened. I stand up, get out of the office, and I see my husband running up the stairs. He's like, are you okay? What happened? And I'm like, I thought it was coming from you. He's like, no. And my daughter and the friend were downstairs. So we're going into the bedroom and we see that the astrology clock that was hanging on the wall fell. And it didn't just fall on the floor, just like straight down. It fell with an angle and pretty far away from the wall. Like someone literally pushed it off the wall. And my husband was freaked out because there was no window open. And it's not like wind could ever push that astrology clock down because it's really heavy. That's why it was such a loud sound when it fell on the floor. And we just recently actually bought a bed frame that was used, that was pre-owned. And he was like, is this coming from the bed frame? Like, is that bed frame haunted? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from yet. Let me tune in. So I took the moment to really tune in. And I had my tarot cards with me to help me receive messages and go deeper. Sometimes I like to use tarot cards as tools like that. I really appreciate the imagery and the guidance that comes from each card. And so I was connecting with the spirit and I said, what it is that you, who are you? What do you want? And I received the card. It wasn't a typical tarot deck, otherwise I would remember which exact card it was. I think it was called the Integrity card. Hold your promises and do what you promised. And I heard that it was Cindy who actually pushed down the clock because she was disappointed that I didn't call her in to the mastermind officially. And it wasn't even that she was like so mad about it. Rather, she was just letting me know that she knows that I didn't call her in, you know? And it was like with a sense of humor behind it too. And I was just like, wow, Cindy, you're really powerful. Because creating that sort of life force in this 3D reality is really hard. I have been in out-of-body experiences trying to move objects, and I haven't been able to yet. Like light objects like feathers or, you know, flames, leaves, even electricity, like that is easier to influence. But like actual physical objects and move them, that takes a lot of willpower and a lot of life force. And I was like, wow, it's great. You're doing great. I apologized to her and I said, I know that that's what I promised and I didn't do. Since then, I called her in every class and she never got mad at me again. She was a fiery spirit too. It's a beautiful piece to still be able to connect to spirits after they crossed over and to not feel like it's the end. Even though it is the end of their physical lifetime in this dimension, it's not the end of who they are. And in fact, I even got the message from her that she is back together with her soulmate, a Nemo spirit. And they were supposed to be in this physical realm, or there was at least a timeline possibility, but he crossed over before they were able to meet in this 3D realm, and now they are united after their physical lifetimes have ended. And so that was really sweet, and that was really cute. I think by telling these stories, I'm not taking away from the grief that we're moving through when we do lose someone in this physical realm. But it is something beautiful to know that they are still alive and they're moving on, or that they're still with us at the same time. And we can be in connection with them. In fact, I'm actually going to have a workshop here in Las Vegas end of October, beginning of November. We haven't set the right date yet, but right around Samhain, which is the original Halloween and the season between fall equinox and winter solstice. And so I'm having an event here to contact your loved ones beyond the veil and really help people to connect, be that medium. Like, it's so important for me to not me being the medium and give messages to other people, but helping people to be their own medium so that they can receive messages on their own on a regular basis, and they can build up the relationship with their spirit team, which is going to also consist of loved ones who have crossed over. And it's interesting because I talked to our nanny who is going to Catholic Church, and she told me how she's feeling her mother in her home. And there's a part of her that thinks maybe she has to call someone in to release that spirit so she can move on to heaven. And I said to her, do you feel that that's necessary? Do you want to release her? And she's like, no, I actually want to be in contact with her. I actually want to talk to her. And there is like unfinished business between us. And she was talking to her friends in the Catholic Church about it, and they all were all saying, no, this is witchcraft, this is evil things, you cannot talk to people who have crossed over. Jesus does not allow this. Jesus is going to be mad at you, and you may, after you crossed over, you may not go through the gates of heaven because you contacted spirits beyond the veil. And then she was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to make the only spirit, she said, the only spirit that I believe in, Jesus, I don't want to make him mad. And I just found it so interesting that this fear is being, it's a propaganda, to be honest. It's being advertised as protection. But what is it really? It's holding us back from connecting with our loved ones. And why would Jesus not want us to connect with our family? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But it's similar to what I'm talking about in part one of the spirit attachment episode when I talk about evil self-serving spirits. There is this cabin that people living in within religion and spirituality is we're going out into the forest and exploring it ourselves, and we're not listening to the fearful stories that are being told from people that have had bad experiences, because we can make our own experiences and we can be aware of spirits that are self-serving and we can learn how to protect ourselves from those. But it doesn't hold us back from connecting with the good spirits and the loving spirits and the supportive ones. So yeah, she's actually planning on coming to my event and really connect with her mother beyond the veil. But I wanted to share this because we're talking about lost spirits here in this episode. And just because someone is still around and is communicating with you who has crossed over doesn't mean that they're lost, doesn't mean that they need to move on, that you need to help them move on to heaven. And it's almost like, oh my gosh, they're trapped in this 3D realm. You have to release them so that they can move on to heaven. Outside of this body, there's no time. And so spirits can be with us here in this 3D realm, and at the same time, they can be in higher dimensions, aka heaven, because they can jump through time and space. It's like in dreams. Yeah, I'm going to have a whole episode on dreams as playground of the soul. Within dreams, you find yourself jumping from time to time. You can go into the future, you can go into the past, you can go from one space to the next. We're not dreaming about the full-on travel to go to one destination. Within our dream, usually we're just there, and then we go to the next, and then we go to the next, and then that might be in the future, and then time is kind of weird in dreams. And that's how it is in the spirit world. That's how it is when we are outside of our body. Time is not moving in the same way as it is here. Time is not linear there. Time is just another dimension that we can travel on. And it might be hard to grasp that mentally. And I think that's where these pieces are coming in, these stories of spirits. You cannot connect with loved ones who have crossed over, because then you trap them in the 3D realm and they cannot move on. It's not about us communicating with them that keeps them trapped. And at the same time, there's a version of them that is not trapped. And it's all about remembering that version within them in case they do feel that they are trapped. So that being said, just because there is spirit activity in your house doesn't mean that it's a spirit that is negative, doesn't mean that it's someone that tries to hurt you or that is something that you need to even release from your house. It can be a guide. It can be a loved one who has crossed over, who wants to still support you and guide you in this lifetime. I had another friend that I was talking to who shared that her brother who has crossed over always shows pennies to her. And so she would find random pennies, quote-unquote random, in quote-unquote random places. And she would always think of him. So everyone has like a different way of communicating with us after they crossed over. I've always come through butterflies, through animals. My nanny thinks that her mom reincarnated as the dog that she now has. And she just feels the soul of her mom so much within her dog. And nobody believes her. Everybody thinks she's crazy about it. And I was like, yeah, I totally believe it. That's real. We can reincarnate as animals. You know, to be back in the family. You know, what happened to my husband's mom? She reincarnated as our daughter. She still wants to come back and be part of this family. While her soul reincarnated, her spirit is always going to be there. Her spirit is the individual part of herself, and that's the spirit that we can talk to and that we can channel. that's always going to be the spirit of my husband's mom, regardless of her other reincarnations. So now let's talk about, when does a spirit become lost? Because as we move on from this plane, and this is what I do as part of the intensive rebirth journey that I take my clients on, one part is going into the life between lives, either through embodying a loved one who has crossed over and seeing it through their eyes, experiencing it through their eyes, or going into a past life, moving through the death process, and then experiencing the ascension into the life between lives and what happens afterwards. And so it's been fascinating because I'm guiding my clients on these journeys. They don't know off each other. They don't know the stories. They don't know the experiences that others have. And I'm not telling them the experiences that others have before we go on to the astral travel. But each one of them has pretty much the same experiences. And it looks very similar to each one of them. It's fascinating. It's like, I call myself an astral researcher, even though I'm like navigating in the astral realm a lot. I'm still a researcher at heart, and I'm learning every time. I'm always learning. There's always something new. And I also invite you to not take everything as like 100% truth from me. I'm sharing with you my experiences. I'm sharing with you my stories. And if that resonates with you, then that's great. And if not, then that's great too. You know, just take it or leave it. I just feel that it's important to share what I've experienced and what my clients experienced, because this is my research. This is my research, and I'm sharing it with you. So when I take my clients into the life between lives, what happens is that we cross over, the spirit leaves the body. Oftentimes that happens before the body actually dies. And I talk about that more in the episode, What Happens After We Die. The consciousness moves out of the physical body. That cord that connects us between the astral body and the physical body is cut. And we're in our astral body. We're moving around. So now a lot of spirits, the first thing that they want to do is going to family, a lot of them, and just letting them know that they're safe, that it's okay. There are some other spirits that want to stay around where they crossed over because they don't even know that they have died, or they're very much confused about the situation, or it was a really spontaneous death and they're still kind of just processing what is going on. And then after that, at some point, they come to the conclusion that they are ready to go into higher dimensions, and then they move through a light tunnel. A lot of them share with me that there is some sort of light tunnel, and then there's usually some sort of energetic shower or like something where it's just like, oh, just such a release of any attachments and anything holding them back, or any fears, resentments, all of these pieces from that lifetime, the suffering, the pain. And it all falls away and they become light. And they literally become light, you know, the light beings. And as they move up into higher dimensions, they become lighter and lighter. And as we move down, we become denser and denser. I also guide them to meet God and Goddess, which is super fascinating, but that's another topic. And then even when they are ascended into higher dimensions, they can still communicate with their loved ones who have crossed over from that higher perspective, from that place of ascension, from that place of, yes, I've been through the energetic shower and I'm coming to you now. Not from a place of ego, not from a place of fear, not from a place of resentment, not from a place of suffering, but rather from a place of love and peace. And that's when they are part of, you know, your spirit team, they're your spirit guides, and they're here to, you know, help you and support you. So if a spirit, and this is where we get into the lost spirits, if a spirit doesn't move up into higher dimensions and stays within this density, that's when they can become lost spirits. And when I say lost, I mean spirits that are confused, that don't know where they are, or spirits that don't know how to move on, don't know where source is or how to get there, or they're scared to confront certain pieces within themselves or what has happened in their lifetime. And so they just want to stay in this physical realm still. And they can communicate with us too. And they can communicate very similar to us than spirit guides who are coming from higher dimensions. So there is this need for discernment. Yeah. Where is the spirit coming from? And I'm saying this too, like, we need to have this conversation more regularly, that it's not just about connecting with your spirit guides and your spirit team, you know, and following their messages, but also like realizing who is on your team in the first place. Because just because someone's on your team doesn't mean that that spirit is actually for your highest good, doesn't mean that that spirit is actually looking out for you. And I'm not saying that to like provoke fear, but I'm just saying, as above, so below, like look into your life now within your community, within your friends. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who is a true supporter and true friend? And who is maybe talking bad about you behind your back? We've all had this experience that we think someone is our friend, but actually turns out they're not. I'm pretty sure that all of us have had that experience in one way or another. And that same thing can happen with spirits too. So it's that discernment that we can really tune in to become aware of who is on our spirit team and are those people that we want to have on our spirit team. Just because we're connecting with a spirit who has crossed over, like even a loved one who has crossed over, it doesn't mean that they have remembered or awakened yet to higher dimensions. Because there's no time and space, you can also connect with different versions of the same spirit. So you can connect with the higher version of your loved ones who have crossed over, the version where they have ascended to higher levels. That's the spirit guide version that we want to connect with from your loved ones. Or we can connect with the spirit from loved ones who are in denser frequencies, who have not yet ascended. And so the ones that have not yet ascended often bring in more of anger or resentment or fear because they're still so attached to the physical realm. But I think it's also part of the spirit's journey to have these different experiences within the physical realm as well. And it's not that they're necessarily lost. But this is how you can find out if a spirit is lost or not. When a spirit is lost, it doesn't know how to recharge. It doesn't know how to connect to source, or it doesn't want to. And therefore, they need a different source. They need a different energy source. And therefore, they are feeding off of incarnated beings, which can be you. And that's what we talk about in the episode of Spirit Attachment. So let me share with you a story about a lost spirit that we actually just experienced in one of my clients' astral journeys. She recently started with me on her 9-week intensive rebirth journey, which is the one-on-one coaching container that I'm offering. So she always had this underlying feeling of anxiety and unrest within her, especially in her house. And she always had the need to protect herself and do protection spells for herself and her family, because it always felt it wasn't fully safe. So we went on an astral travel and I said, go to your address, go to your home. And it's kind of like remote viewing, because you go into the house as a spirit. And if you've seen Stranger Things with the upside down, it's kind of similar to that, just not scary like that. Like, it doesn't have to be just scary. Obviously, there can be scary moments, but it's most of the time like very neutral. And you're just moving through this like watery, like the air is water, which I talk about in my, when I talk about my out-of-body experience and the what happens after we die episode. It's kind of like this watery experience of air, and you're walking through that realm and you're seeing all the spirits, but you're also seeing the building and the physical objects within your house. But you're also aware of all the spirits and all the beings that are in the house. So that's what we did. And she told me that her son, who is like 4 years old or 3 years old, he always wants to close the closet before they go to bed. And that closet is in her bedroom, and he always wants to close it because he says that there's a monster in there. And so first thing, because I believe children, obviously some of the stuff can be coming from movies that they're watching or whatever, but in a lot of ways it is, they're still so much more connected to the spiritual realm. So when your child says that they see someone or they hear something, trust them, believe them, and research, look into it, what that might be. It's very fascinating. There's this book called Memories from Heaven, where parents share what their kids told them about loved ones who have crossed over that they never met, but they see grandma and they talk about her, things that they've never told the kid. Or they see their brother who has died in the womb that they didn't know, like the mom never told them. Or they tell about how they've come back after a miscarriage and they realize they want to reincarnate afterwards because it was just not the right time yet. So beautiful stories. Memories from Heaven is the book. But anyway, so that's what her son was saying about the closet in her house. So that was the first thing that we went to look. We opened the closet and there is a little boy in the closet. And he was very scared. And my client found out, like, I'm basically guiding her through it and she's sharing with me what's going on. And I say, okay, let's ask the little boy who he is and, you know, ask him different questions. So we found out that he died in this house, and seemingly he died in his sleep, but he also comes from a family where there was like alcohol and drugs. It was like a really harsh family upbringing, and he would always go into the closet to, like, that was a safe space. That's where he would go when his parents are fighting. And so right after he crossed over, that was a safe space where he would go. But he was lost in a sense that he didn't know where else to go. He didn't trust anyone else. He was feeling so alone. And what we did was we came in with my client's spirit team and one of my client's member of her spirit team took him by the hand, the little boy, and really let him know that he's still loved and supported and it's safe to ascend into higher dimensions. It's safe to go home. And so she took him by the hand and he left with her. And that was really beautiful. And that's part of lost spirits. They're not monsters. You know, we might think they might look scary because they're dark or they're scared and they feel heavy as an energy, but they're not necessarily like a self-serving spirit. They're just lost there. Yeah. So that's where like the haunted homes are coming in too. Like they're just stuck in this realm and they're still attached to this realm because that's where they feel safe and everything else doesn't feel safe in that moment. And so we helped that little boy. And then I was like, okay, does that house feel safe now? And then my client said, no, there's someone still there. And there was another occurrence that her boy said that he saw a man in the hallway. And my client had his dreams of a man with a top hat that has been watching her. And so that man shows up. And we get in contact with that spirit, and he's saying that he has been with her since she's 2 years old. My client was raised in Louisiana next to a church who did exorcisms. And apparently he attached to her, that spirit attached to her when she was 2 years old, because he was like saying to her, don't take it personal. Like he didn't have a personal story with her, even like a personal attachment. He just needed a energy source to feed off of because he didn't know how to go to source, to true source. And so we called in the spirit team, and he was a really strong spirit. Like the life force was really strong, and he had cords to her in her solar plexus and her throat chakra. So we had to like call in Jesus or Yeshua to work with. He's like one of the main ascended masters that I love working with in regards to as a spiritual warrior, as someone that is dealing with spirits that are really lost and very strong in their force. And he came to him with so much love and light, and the spirit remembered him and his whole demeanor shifted. And they hugged, and then Yeshua helped him ascend into higher dimensions as well. We cut the cords and everything. Since then, like my client came out of the hypnosis and she was like, wow, I feel so much lighter now. And she texted me like a few days after and said, wow, I still like my base is not anxiety anymore. My base is not stressed anymore. My base is at peace. And I feel so much safer in the home. And that's another thing that we did. We also called in the archangels like around her house to help her feel protected within her home so she doesn't feel the need to do protection spells every single day. But also the reason why we feel like we're unsafe, like that was a big piece of her where she was really scared of going into astral travel and diving deeper into her spiritual gifts because it didn't feel safe, because she had these spirits around her, one attached to her home, one attached to herself, that made it not safe for her to fully surrender. So if you do that, if you do feel that way, when you don't feel safe to relax, if you don't feel safe to dive into the spirit world, it might be that there is some sort of spirit around you that is feeding off of you and you naturally feel like it's unsafe because it is, in a sense. That's that about lost spirits. And it's in our power to cut those cords. And those spirits don't have power over us unless we letting them. And if we become aware of them, that's when we start having the power to cut those cords, when we make the subconscious conscious. And then I want to share with you another piece, because it can't just be like when we feel haunted in our home or we start noticing these occurrences, even things starting to break and things maybe in our relationships not moving or like always like arguments in the home, or it's just like the energy just feels icky, it doesn't necessarily have to come from a spirit, from a personalized spirit. It can also be coming from an impersonal energy, from a portal. And that's what happened to one of my other clients. She felt this weird energy when she first moved into her apartment with her boyfriend. She could immediately feel that something was off energetically, but she couldn't really put a finger on it. And at that point, she wasn't so secure yet in her intuition that she would follow that and speak about that with her boyfriend. So everything else seemed fine from the outside, so they moved into the apartment. Now, living in that apartment, they started having a lot of arguments between the two. And she was even thinking of potentially breaking up, or, you know, just like not being sure about the relationship anymore. And then things started to break within the apartment too, like random, like the flooring. I think they had like water leaks and just like different stuff that was going on within the apartment that started breaking down. When we started working together, she just felt like, yeah, there's something going on in my home. So we're like, all right, let's see. Let's see what it is. Is it a spirit that's there? Is it a lost spirit? Or what is it? So we went into the astral travel, into the subconscious of the home, basically, and looked at it from that spiritual perspective, from that beyond the veil perspective. And she didn't see a spirit. She found a portal in her home. And that portal was feeding off negative energies. So whenever she had a fight with her boyfriend, it was feeding off of that. That's how it sustained itself. It wasn't an actual being. It was an impersonal energy form. And it was created from a couple that lived in that apartment before that was fighting a lot. And through all that negative energy, that portal was created. And it's like this, almost like the residue of negative energy that can come together and then can create its own entity, like an impersonal entity, not something that has incarnated before and now. You know, not something that necessarily has a consciousness, like a residue of energy that collected themselves together and became this shadow portal. And that was sucking energy from them. And when she saw that, it became clear to her, and the guides were also saying that she should move out of this apartment. We were trying to actually clear the portal, and we weren't able to. Yeah, it doesn't always work. So that was my first time that I was experiencing an impersonal energy like that with a portal where I was trying to close the portal. I think the portal itself was closed, but we weren't able to completely release it out of the apartment. So she came to the conclusion to move. And she did, and yeah, seeing where she's at now in life, it seems like that's exactly what she's meant to do, and exactly that was helping her, and she's still together with her boyfriend. And yeah, those are just the pieces that sometimes when we have those intuitive hints, we want to allow ourselves to trust them, because even if it's not a lost spirit, it might be an energy that is there, that is feeding off of ourselves. And then there's another piece. It can be also an extraterrestrial being that can feed off of us. which I want to talk to you about in the next episode. I was going to put it into this one, and then I thought, I haven't really talked about extraterrestrials on this podcast very much at all, so I don't want to just start with an episode. I don't want to just talk about extraterrestrials from this negative perspective, because that's such a small percentage of what I've experienced from extraterrestrials. And I want to have a whole episode dedicated to my experiences with extraterrestrials on all levels. And I'm really excited about that. So this is kind of like the preview of the next episode that we're going to be diving into together. Because the funny thing is that if you told me that 10 years ago, that I'm going to talk about extraterrestrials and, you know, have these experiences, I would have just laughed at you because I did not believe that extraterrestrials were real, or that they, if they were real, I was like, they may be somewhere in this universe, but definitely not on Earth, or definitely not in contact with us. And of course, everything that I've judged in the past, I've become like, I've judged astrology. I use astrology now all the time, certified astrologer. I judge people who are vegetarian. I'm vegetarian. I judge people who are hugging trees. I hug trees all the time because I know that we're connecting with their life force and a straight connection to source, and it's so healing and so beautiful, such a beautiful exchange of energy. But yeah, I judged it because I judged a book by its cover before. And then the universe came in and it's like, all right, you judged us. Here you go, experience it so that you know. Do not judge a book by its cover. Do not judge something that you haven't really experienced. So I'm excited to share that episode with you. And yeah, let me know on my Instagram at Hannalena Christensen. I would love to hear your stories about spirit communication, how spirit has communicated with you, if you've ever experienced something in your home that felt like the energy felt off, or something fell on the floor, or light is flickering. Oh, I had another piece when my friend lost her baby. It was a stillbirth. It was very traumatic, and her baby spirit actually came to me through my baby's toy. That was when Emma was maybe like a year old, and she had this toy in her room that was, that had different lights on it, and it would also make these different sounds. Like one of them would be laughter of a child, and one of them would be like, whoa, you know, just like different sounds, and colors. And so I suddenly felt a spirit with me. I remember I was in my daughter's room, and I asked the spirit who she is, and she started to communicate with me through that toy. And I asked her question, and whenever it was a yes, she would use the baby laughter to say yes. And it was fascinating. And we had a conversation like that. And there was no one was touching the buttons. You know, nobody was touching the buttons. And I just watched this toy in front of me respond to my questions. And seemingly out of nowhere, the buttons would be pushed and the different lights would come up and the different sounds would come up depending on what the answer is. And she was actually saying that she's gonna come back as a boy. And she did. So, yeah, it's just so fun to see these different ways of how spirit communicates with us. And then also seeing how sometimes spirits can be lost in this realm and can be very much attached to this physical realm, and we can help them. I would even say don't necessarily just help them by yourself, like help them with your spirit team, because even in the astral travels, I always bring in the spirit team and I ask them, okay, I say to my client, ask your spirit team, what is the next step to take here? Ask your spirit team, how can we help this lost spirit? Because I'm not putting that onto myself to know what's the right thing to do. I rather communicate with my team that is coming from higher dimensions and that has more experience than I do. So yeah, and on my spirit team are some extraterrestrials that I'm going to be talking about in the next episode. And so this is it from me. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I'm excited to hear your stories and experiences. And I hope you're having a wonderful rest of your day. May you feel guided and supported by your team, by your spirit team. And may they give you a sign today that they're with you and that they love you. Blessed be, my friend.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode today, beloved. If it resonated with you, we ask you to please share it with your sacred sisters, brothers, and beings alike. You have no idea the impact a simple share can make in someone's day, life, and growth.
And another way to show your love and support is by leaving us a rating or review on the app you're tuning into this from. And if you hang out on Instagram and your feed is in need of more uplifting and conscious spiritual content, follow us at Sacred Sister Podcast. So with that being said, we hope you have a wonderful day and we'll see you in the next episode.
Namaste, beloved. Bye.